The Lost Flower Children by Janet Taylor Lyle. Narrated by Caitlin Davies. Chapter 1. It would never have been Olivia's idea to go live with Aunt Minty. If anyone had asked her, she would have said, "That's the worst idea I ever heard of. Nellie will hate it. You can't send us there." But their mother had died during the winter, and no one seemed to want to ask her anything anymore. When Olivia tried to explain what a mistake it would be, for Aunt Minty was a very, very old lady, Pop looked at her with tired eyes and said,
"The trouble is, Livy, I'm always on the road, and there's nobody here I can get to look after you. Just try it for the summer and see how it goes. And I'll call every chance I get. I promise."
So, at the appointed hour of the appointed day, they set out on the 2-hour drive to Aunt Minty's house with a great bundle of possessions. Nellie brought 23 stuffed animals, her entire brood, which she needed in order to get to sleep at night. She packed them into the back seat before anyone could stop her.
"Now this we cannot have," Pop said, when he came out and saw what Nellie intended.
"She needs them," Olivia explained. "She absolutely does."
"Not all of them. No, she doesn't. That is pure silliness," Pop said,
while Nellie glared at him through angry tears. She spread her arms far out to prevent the animals from being taken back in, and her whole mouth began to tremble. Olivia couldn't bear it.
"Yes, she does need them.